Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Reuters is reporting that OPEC is saying if the Middle East unrest continues, oil may go to $200 to $300 a barrel in the next few months. As the unrest in Bahrain, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Syria, obviously the war going on in Libya, it is all just intensifying. And they've got a bunch of analysts in this Reuters report that came out yesterday. In fact, guys, re-pull me that headline from yesterday, please. Oil to go to $200 to $300 a barrel on Saudi unrest. So Lindsey Williams called it 6 months ago in October of 2010 from Ken Fromm, who then died 2 months later of cancer, former head of operations Atlantic Richfield with his inside knowledge, and the other still living CEO, a former CEO, even more high-powered of another major oil company, name known to me, but I'm not allowed to give it out, obviously, that they would start unrest in the Middle East and then trigger this global meltdown through that system. We're going to be talking about that with Lindsey Williams coming up in 1 hour today. That said, obviously, it is Wednesday, the sixth day of April 2011, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. I'm going to open the phones up coming up later in this hour, and we're going to go over all of the important news as well. Rebel-held Libya running out of cash. The rebels say NATO is the problem. Europe feels the strain as U.S. alters Libya policy. Oil near two-and-a-half-year peak on Middle East weak dollar. Defense Secretary meeting with Saudi King to discuss Mideast unrest. Tired of violence, Mexicans ready for mass protest. Obama rolling out his new Facebook campaign. Commodities, gold hits new record. Brent oil above $122 a barrel right now. Obviously, it made big news in USA Today, Politico, The Hill, New York Times. When Ron Paul said that he will announce one way or the other in a month or less, if he's going to be running for president, and basically hinted that he would be running for president. His son, Rand Paul, is in the news today saying he expects him to run. We're going to be breaking all of that down. But we've got a psyop going on here where we're so distracted with the economy. We're so distracted with what's happening as well with the new wars and NCAA and other distractions that we're missing the forest for the trees here. Scores of mainstream publications are quietly reporting that the United States, Canada, and even the EU are set to raise what they say is safe radiation levels. And, of course, we've already had Dr. Busby on the broadcast, who's a chemical physicist, breaking down that what they already say is safe levels is the key to the entire whitewash with all the different forms of radiation that are being loosed upon the planet through reactors, DU, nuclear weapons production facilities, enrichment facilities. But now that's becoming more evident than ever with them just saying, we'll just raise the level and not report to people what's in the produce, what's in the milk. India has banned any Japanese fish, seafood, produce, fruits, vegetables, beef, coming into India. Other countries are moving to do that, though they're on the other side of the world compared to where the winds start over Japan, go over the Pacific, hit North America, Atlantic, Europe, Middle East, Central Asia. And so India is literally on the other side of the world comparatively, though they're geographically closer to Japan. They're on the other side of the world for where this radiation's coming in, but they're banning the importation. But here there's no discussion about that. They're saying, well, if it does get higher in the food, which it's showing, we'll just say it's safe, wave the magic pixie wand. So we're going to be covering that first when we get back, then into all the economic, military news. Lindsey Williams coming up, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, GCNLive.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Here we go. The Spring Break $99 deal from Life Change Tea. Hit it, boys.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's right. 2 months of Super Tea and a 45-day supply of fat burners for just $99. Spring into health for just $99. Feel good. Clean your body. Lose weight. It works immediately, so call now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can purchase online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember,
Sonny, if you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's getthetea.com.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It is Wednesday, the sixth day of April, 2011. Pastor Lindsey Williams, with his very important connections into former oil company CEOs and executives, dropped the key bombshell on us in October, 22nd, 2010. Now, 6 months ago, that the globalists would trigger destabilization in the Middle East, leading directly to massive oil price increases within 6 months to a year of $150 to $200 a barrel. Brent crude is now trading at $122 a barrel. That is the news headlines today. Here is Reuters yesterday. Update, oil could hit $200 to $300 a barrel on Saudi unrest and unrest in Yemen, as well as Bahrain and other areas. That's what many top analysts are now saying. There's an emergency meeting set to happen in the next 2 days with the Saudi king and Secretary of Defense Gates. Also, new article that just went up minutes ago at Infowars.com that we're going to be breaking down. Ron Paul, gold commodity prices, big event signaling economic collapse has begun. Signaling big event economic collapse. And so that report and the video and audio interview with Ron Paul is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. That interview made headlines today and yesterday in more than 10 major newspapers, including USA Today, The Hill, Politico, and The New York Times. Headline from Infowars.com, Ron Paul to announce presidential bid next month. Appearing on the Alex Jones Show today, Texas Representative Ron Paul said he will make a final decision within a month on whether he will run for president in 2012. The congressman added that he will soon make a token decision if he will participate in a presidential debate to be held in South Carolina. And the way he said it is he's going to take part in that. In May, Dr. Paul said he will likely agree to be included in the debate, which is, again, saying a token that he's in the race, between potential presidential contenders without a commitment to run or officially filing papers declaring his candidacy. That will be covered a little bit later in the hour in more detail. Here is The Hill reporting on our report. Ron Paul to make presidential decision in next month. Here is Politico and USA Today. Ron Paul close to joining 2012 presidential race. Decision day, Ron Paul says it's next month. So that is just some of those reports that we're going to be breaking down for you today. We've also got the latest news on what's happening in North Africa, in Libya. The latest on GOP budget proposal, not a penny for Obamacare. Certainly good news. With the Republicans so far keeping our promise because of massive public backlash on that front, they smell victory. The question is, will they reverse themselves once they get back into full power over the House, Senate, and perhaps in the next 2 years or year and a half, the presidency of the United States? The globalists, of course, do still control both parties, but the Republicans are playing the part right now as the populist rebels. Also, there's a AP article promoting climate manipulation and geoengineering as a way to save us from global warming, as they admit more and more that they are chemtrailing us, but they say all of the previous chemtrailing has simply been scientific testing, that they may increase the operations. So they're now introducing that to the public. Commodities, gold has hit record new high, and again, Brent crude above $122 per barrel. That out of Reuters today. We're going to be going over all of that in great detail. And Lindsey Williams, as I said, is joining us coming up in about 50 minutes from now for the full second hour. We'll also open the phones up for folks who have any questions or comments for Pastor Lindsey Williams. That said, before I came into the office this morning, my wife had been reading Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com the last few days, and she said, I've been listening to your show, and I've heard you talk some about this, but isn't this the big top story? My wife rarely gets involved in the show. Years ago, she was my producer and webmaster for Infowars.com, going back more than 10 years ago, so she's always been involved. But normally, she just doesn't have a lot of input on listening to the show on which direction I should go. And I really thought about it. I said, you know, you're right. I've talked about it quite a bit, but not as much as we should. I talked about it for an hour Sunday, an hour on Monday, probably 30 minutes yesterday. But really, she's right that even though the mainstream media is spinning this and acting like it's no big deal, it's a huge deal. We have the New York Times reporting. We have California papers reporting as of Sunday, 181 times safe levels of radioactive iodine, 131 found via the state monitoring facility at Berkeley in the tap water. Minor footnote in the news. I now have articles out of the EU, articles out of Canada, articles out of the U.S. where quietly the EPA of our government, but also other governments, environmental monitors, agencies are announcing that they are set to raise the safe levels of radioactive isotopes. I guess they wave the magic wand and tell us what's safe. And many of the radiologists, nuclear physicists, chemical physicists we've had on have pointed out that they already have radiation set at a level that they say is safe that's not safe. Just like they say DU is now safe for the troops, though 20 years ago, before that, they said it was so deadly they couldn't use it unless they were in a full-out nuclear war already as an emergency weapon for ground troops to be able to take on the 10-to-1 superiority of Russian armor pouring in to the Fulda Gap in Germany and other areas. It was an emergency weapon to be served out of the armories only once nuclear war had already started. But in 91, they made the decision to wave the magic wand and say that it was no longer a problem. The troops could use it at shooting ranges, proving grounds, in wars, bomb civilian centers. Israel used it against Lebanon, Gaza, Israel, even though it blows right back into Israel. The winds blow from the north and from the west, east. It blows right back onto Israel. They made the decision to use it in Libya, Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan. They use it in proving grounds and testing facilities all over the continental U.S., Hawaii, Puerto Rico. It's just incredible. And so what they're doing is, in plain view, they're now reporting radiation dumping into the ocean. Reuters, AP, LA Times, Kyoto News, we covered this yesterday, all with the headlines. Radiation 7.5 million, and that's confirmed, safe levels being dumped directly out of the reactors into the Pacific Ocean with those currents going right towards the U.S., though it'll take, they say, 6 weeks on average to get here. I mean, this is just incredible. 7.5 million times. Now the Japanese are saying there's so much radiation coming out that it's incalculable. So many different variants, so many different types, uranium, plutonium, cesium, iodine, tritium. I mean, it's dozens of them. It's just a giant laundry list. 7.5 million. The reactor's still smoking. Still putting off smoke that gets into the trade winds, into the jet stream, blowing over here. It's just incredible. But the bigger issue is that the media here is reporting on this in minor footnotes. If you go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, we have boil-down articles with little snippets from mainstream news and then links to the news where buried in each article, they take just incredible news and just bury it. Like it's no big deal. And NKH World reporting plant radiation monitor says levels immeasurable. An InfoWars report that has links to the EPA own statements. America and EU agree, raise radiation levels for food. And back with Chernobyl in 86, the different European countries, for over 6 months, you can go pull these old reports up. Only shipped in frozen food, vegetables, fruit, poultry, beef, fish from the Americas and from Asia. The grain, the milk, all of it was just thrown away. Production shut down for at least 6 months until the levels went down in the food, especially for children. And we've had nuclear physicist on saying, you know, this 181 times level being safe. Dr. Busby said, let's get Busby back on tomorrow if we can, or even today, if he could do it in the last 30 minutes. I know Williams is coming up, that he would look at, still talking to a physician yourself, but that children might want to start taking potassium iodate on the West Coast. I'm not saying that because I'm not a medical doctor or a chemical physicist who reports to the EU and even the BBC. I mean, he's an expert, but you could take what he said and research it yourself. I can't make that call for you. That's a call for you to make. But it's out of sight, out of mind. They're just burying this information that, oh, it's no big deal. The EPA and the EU are set to raise the levels of what they say is safe in beef, in poultry, in milk. Obviously, cows are large. They eat a lot of grass with the accumulated fallout coming in. And it bioaccumulates there, and then the cows excrete it. We breathe it as well, but they also excrete it in the higher levels. If the water's got 181 times in the Bay Area, safe levels of radioactive iodine, can you imagine when the cows bioaccumulate that and what's going on in the milk? And the EPA's answer is they're not giving out radiation numbers. Washington and Oregon and California have. And so there's just a complete whitewash and ongoing cover-up of this happening, and even I'm susceptible to this, that when they're not making a big deal of it, I don't make as big a deal as I should. I mean, compared to the mainstream media, sure, we're covering it, but I'm going to come back and go through more of these articles and some of the numbers here. I mean, the larger question is for the listeners, I'd like to get your take on this, is what do we do about this? How do we force them to stop this cover-up? Or to not say, well, we'll just raise the levels of what we say are safe in the food and water. And this is a big, big deal. We'll continue with this on the other side. It's all up at InfoWars.com.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Back in thrones, have their tools. Slakes filled with
just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, Organica Seed is healthy seed.
Alex Jones here with key information. The U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme that relies on the Treasury continuously selling large amounts of government bonds to foreign central banks. With Japan about to become a seller of U.S. bonds in order to rebuild its own nation, and the U.S. antagonizing China by calling them currency manipulators, the Federal Reserve, which is already buying about 70% of U.S. treasuries, will soon be the only buyer left of U.S. treasuries. Our friends at the National Inflation Association believe that the U.S. dollar will soon become worthless, and Americans will see the purchasing power of their incomes and savings destroyed. I strongly urge my fellow Americans to sign up for the free NIA newsletter at www.inflation.us. If you are sick and tired of the economic propaganda in the mainstream media, sign up for free at inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's so predictable that we're 3+ weeks into this crisis. What, 3 weeks and 5 days? And the European Union, the U.S. government, the Canadian government, they're all discussing, because they don't want to scare the public and actually have people take precautions to protect themselves. And they're saying, well, we're just set to raise the safe levels. The EPA last week said, last Wednesday, Yes, we found higher levels of radioactive isotopes in cow milk on the West Coast, in three states, but we expect these levels to drop. Well, they're obviously not dropping because the lion's share of that radiation of the last 2 weeks is now just arriving and settling in on top of the other radioactive fallout that's been building up day after day of, quote, low-level radiation stacking on top of each other. You stack enough pieces of paper on top of each other, you know, you get a big pile. Well, it's the same thing with radiation. It starts to go up and up and up, and their response is, hey, now it's 7.5 million times normal levels of radiation dumping into the ocean. So what? It's not a problem. And the Japanese say they don't think it'll be a problem for seafood. And the only country, big country I've seen is India, saying we're banning everything from Japan that's produce coming into this nation. And they're on the other side of the world from the fallout. It's got to go all the way around the world before it gets back to there. Brandon Tuberville wrote a good article boiling this down with links to the mainstream news and EPA. America and EU raise radiation levels for food. This is on Infowars.com. On March 28, 2011, I wrote an article entitled EPA to Help Mainstream Media Obscure the Truth About Radiation Exposure to Americans, in which I discuss the changes to the PAG's protective action guidelines being proposed by the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, that would raise the acceptable levels of radiation allowed in the environment, food, and even the general public themselves in the event of a nuclear emergency. Interestingly enough, another article was published on April 3rd, 2011 by Alexander Higgins, citing KOPP Online and Xander News, stating that similar rule change was occurring in the European Union. PAGs or policies and guidelines established by the EPA that guide the EPA's response to the event of radioactive emergency, specifically PAGs deal with how the EPA should enforce laws such as the Clean Air Act, the Water Act, in relation to disaster. Although PAGs had already been established in 92, the agency now plans to amend these guidelines to much higher levels of acceptable radiation. And he has links to the EPA's own announcements. And I was on ManCal, as I am every Wednesday, his big syndicated show, and he was playing news clips. In fact, we might try to dig them up. But he had actually national news clips saying, yes, well, the EPA is to raise acceptable radiation levels. What they say is safe. So I guess when I say the mainstream media isn't covering this, that's not entirely accurate. They're covering it, but it's just a footnote. It's just, yeah, we're set to raise the safe level threshold to a higher level. And it continues, no congressional approval is legally needed to make such changes because the EPA is a regulatory agency that sets policy, kind of like they're shutting down coal power plants with no laws behind them. Although these types of agencies can be directed by Congress or the president, they often form their own policies. All that is required is that agencies such as the EPA wish to change their policy is that they first publish the proposed changes to the Federal Register for a designated public period or public comment time. However, since public opinion is worth virtually nothing, once the proposed change is published in the Federal Register, it is well on its way to becoming the new policy. This is the unfortunate to consider the fact that according to PEER, Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility, the new standards would result in a nearly 1,000, here's the key, nearly 1,000-fold increase for exposure to strontium-90 and 3,000 to 100,000-fold increase hike for exposure to iodine-131. So they're worried about it being so high that the proposed rules that we have links to, that they've entered this in the register, would be 3,000 to 100,000-time hike for iodine-131. That's what they're really picking up. And an almost 25,000 rise for exposure to radioactive nickel-63 in drinking water. Which brings us to the EU mirror of EPA policy, actually set back in 89 by amending standards in 87, and they are now announcing the EU Ordinance 297/2011 raises the maximum levels of radiation and radioactive isotopes for the food and feed to rather serious levels, including animal feed, in some cases such as the cesium-134 and cesium-137. The levels are actually twice the amount of previously acceptable levels. Many of these increases are allowed in products such as infant formula and baby foods. And it just goes on. We'll continue along these lines, and we'll take your calls at 800-259-9231.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Yeah. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I talked to Dave Mustaine a few weeks ago. He gave me a call. He said call him back the next week to get him back on the show. I never did it. I need to get around to that. In fact, today, guys, make me call Dave Mustaine of Megadeth, named his new album Endgame after our film Endgame, and helping spread the word about the New World Order. And he's since become a born-again Christian. I even had a chance to pray with him last year when he was in Dallas and invited me to an event up there. It's really great to see this show having that type of effect on people. Just it's interesting to see how many prominent people are really waking up to the New World Order. I want to go through a little bit more on these radiation headlines and the fact that in plain view,
the federal government is not giving us radiation numbers. State governments have quietly put out numbers of as high as 181 times safe levels of radioactive iodine, and it's not getting any of the attention it needs. How do we get the word out on this? I mean, sure, I do other radio interviews. I go on other TV programs. I try to bring these issues up. A lot of people don't want to know how serious this is. They just want to imagine that everything's going to be okay. Before we go back to the calls, it is your support of the sponsors of the show, our local AM and FM affiliate sponsors as well, that makes this broadcast possible and funds the news websites, the TV show, the radio show, and future films that we are producing. And we're also in an information war. And when you get books like 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read, that has gone as high as number 2 on Amazon now and is climbing up the New York Times best-selling list, you get a tool that will inform you to a higher level, but also that you can then give to folks after you've read it and pass on the information. And every mind we unlock is a great victory against the globalists. We're in a race against these people as they implode the world economy and try to offer their solution of total world tyranny as the way out, as Ron Paul concurred yesterday. So 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read. When you get it at InfoWars.com with Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True, Mark Dice's amazing new book illustrating the parallels between modern day and 1984, very powerful read. When you get these two books together, already discounted, you can get one of my best-selling, most powerful films free of your choice, DVDs with expanded extras. So a 1995 DVD free when you get the two books at InfoWars.com. Also, we got a little bit more of these from him last week, but it's now out of print. It'll take him a few months to get them reprinted and back in stock. We do have a limited number of these because we ordered some more last week. The very last that he had, they came in. And we now have them available. Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places, 3rd edition, Joel M. Skousen. I expect these to be sold out today. They are available for a limited time at InfoWars.com. Also, the V for Victory t-shirt, You Are the Resistance, is the best-selling t-shirt we've ever had, even better than the Obama Joker shirt that was a limited edition. The V for Victory is a limited edition as well. In fact, I'll just go ahead and make the announcement now that in 3 months we will not reorder these, even though it's our best seller. They are limited edition, and we will not offer the You Are the Resistance V for Victory shirt again. We may come out with another variant, but this particular shirt will be gone in 3 months, or we'll stop ordering them in 3 months. So in 3 or 4 months, they'll be gone if you want to get those, because I did say when we launched them, they'd be limited edition, and they are. Many of our t-shirts are limited edition. And then if you want to meet like-minded people, if you want to spread the word, if you want to have be a walking billboard for liberty and the resistance and help expand the buzz for freedom and the fact that there are so many people that are awake and aware, get an InfoWars.com shirt. Get a In the Fed shirt with InfoWars.com on it. Get a Draft Ron Paul 2012. By the way, he will be announcing. You heard it here first. I'm not going to get into any more details, but he will be announcing in the next month the run for the presidency, barring medical checkups and things. And last time he was in good health, but he's getting that all checked out. Barring a few things with the family and some other issues, Ron Paul will be announcing he's running for president in the next month. I mean, you heard him pretty much say that yesterday here on air. So that limited edition shirt will not be available as soon as he announces. In fact, I'm already going to give the word today not to reorder any more of those. When they sell out, that's it for the Draft Ron Paul 2012 shirts that are quite handsome. And again, when you're on the street, you will find out how many people are awake and involved and know what's happening. Very exciting tools, all available at InfoWars.com or call 888-253-3139. So the U.S. government is set to increase safe radiation levels with strontium by 90 times, 3,000 to 100,000 fold for iodine 131, 25,000 or right below 25,000 time increase for exposure to radioactive nickel 63. And that, of course, is the stuff showing up in the milk and food. So they just magically say it's safe, so it's safe. And they're not warning people, and I'm sorry for dairy producers on the West Coast. Of course, radiation is showing up all over the U.S. But I'm sorry for folks over there, but that's where most of the stuff is coming in. That's where the jet stream goes from a higher altitude and dumps in at the lower altitude, and that's where we predicted 3 weeks ago you'd see the first signs of this, and it's in the drinking water as well. And they're not telling people filter the water. They're not telling people get bottled water from out of state. They're not telling people or cities that they should be testing it further. They're not saying don't drink the milk. And I'm sorry for dairy producers on the West Coast, but, I mean, come on. Come on. The feds aren't even testing it. The states have tested it and found higher levels. And they're now telling us they're just going to raise the levels and just forget about it. And people flying in from Japan to U.S. airports for 2.5 weeks have been covered in radiation, and they don't even take their shoes away from them that have the most of it on it. They just tell them, go on into the U.S. So the policy is just don't worry about any of this. Toyota did last week come out and put out a little advisory to those that had just bought cars, saying there could be radiation in your car because of the fallout over there. It's just incredible that all of this is going on and that the media is playing it down. And this is a big deal. And how many apples go on your store shelves from California? How many strawberries? How much milk? I mean, there are literally hundreds of different produce products that come out of California that produces a lot of our food, a lot of really good food. Everything from artichokes to green beans to blueberries. I mean, you name it, it's grown there. Grapes. I mean, the list, it just goes on and on. Wine that's being picked right now, and then people will be drinking this wine in a couple of years from now. A lot of the radiation will break down by then, but it'll still have the toxic effects of these chemicals. It's basically immeasurable. As the plant radiation monitor said today, that the levels are immeasurable. A radiation monitor in troubled Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant says workers there are exposed to immeasurable levels of radiation. The monitor told NHK that no one can enter the plant's number 1 or 3 reactor buildings because radiation levels are so high that monitoring devices have been rendered useless. It's off the charts, but they're dumping into the ocean 7.5 million times at least safe levels. He said even levels outside the building exceed 100 millisieverts. And it continues, pools and streams of water contaminated with highly radioactive isotopes are being found throughout the facility. The monitor says he takes measurements as soon as he finds water because he can't determine whether it's contaminated just by looking at it. He said he's very worried about the safety of the workers there. Contaminated water and efforts to remove it have been hampered. Much-needed work to cool the reactors. The monitor expressed frustration, linking the situation to looking up mountains that one has to climb without having taken a single step. It's just that high. Here's another New York Times article. U.S. sees array of new threats at Japan's nuclear plant. Continued meltdowns, explosions, unable to plug all the different leaks from the explosions because you've got pipes going into the containment areas, breach containment. It just goes on and on. And the likelihood of more explosions, they report on that. Japan has plugged one uncontrolled leak from the nuclear plant for now. That's some good news out of AFP. TEPCO to inject nitrogen into number one reactor to prevent explosion. That's Japan Today. That's just some of what we have there. Okay, I'm going to go to your calls now for the balance of the hour. And then Lindsey Williams is going to be joining us because, of course, he said 6 months ago, October 22nd here, that his inside sources would that there was going to be destabilization of the Middle East to then drive a smokescreen for decoupling the dollar as the world reserve currency. But that would come after oil rose from $150 to $200 a barrel from where it was at $65 a barrel at the time. Brent crude today is $122 and rising towards the $150 mark, he predicted. And they're reporting it could go to $200 to $300. According to top analyst, oil prices could rocket $200 to $300 a barrel if the world's top crude exporter, Saudi Arabia, is hit by serious political unrest. Former Saudi oil minister told Reuters, and they've got other analysts basically saying the same thing. Also, Ron Paul announces that he will be saying he's going to run or not run in the next month. Here on air yesterday, that got picked up by Politico, USA Today, The Hill, and others. We're going to go over more of that. Also, other commodities like gold hitting another record high. Same with silver. We're going to be breaking that down as well. But right now, let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. Wilson just hung up. He was next. So let's go to Adam in Pennsylvania. Adam, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call, sir. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
Pleasure to talk to you.
I just had a question regarding a court case that began yesterday involving 9/11. You had spoken to a young lady named April Gallup back in 2008 regarding her account as what happened at the Pentagon.
Yeah, she was one of the only survivors where the missile hit at the Pentagon.
Yes, that's correct. I just was wondering if you had any general comments on the court case, if you have spoken to Ms. Gallup since then.
No, but she. It would be good to get her on. I know we've had some of her associates on since then, but April Gallup is a good person to get back on.
Okay, and one other question. In the suit, it's Gallup versus Cheney, Rumsfeld, and Myers. Why wasn't President Bush, and for that matter, the majority of his administration included in the suit?
Because most of the experts who've really studied it, including myself, it looks like Bush was running around scared and was out of the loop. Cheney was in command of the operation in the bunker, according to Norman Mineta and others. And we have the stand-down order from June of that year taking the default power for brass to shoot down hijacked aircraft that were going to be used as weapons or that were going to crash into populated areas. So you also have that. They then rescinded that stand-down order a week after 9/11.
Okay, and just one follow-up thing. The article I originally read was on 911truth.org. As of that article being published on March 24, I have not seen anything in mainstream media or even local news in New Haven, Connecticut addressing the court case. Is that deliberate, that they're not speaking about it?
Absolutely. They don't want a survivor who had her baby there that day. You know, they let them have their baby a couple days a year come, your children, with the secretaries, and she barely survived and was basically told to shut up. And it's a key piece of testimony, and we're going to work on getting her on. The producers are listening, and I give the green light to that. Thank you, Adam. I'm happy to take Adam's question because we're open phones. Does anybody want to talk about the cover-up of the radiation and the media and the government saying they're going to raise safe levels? I mean, I'm not scolding you. I'm glad you brought that up, but I hope somebody is concerned about this radiation and the fact that the government's covering this up. Let's go to Richard in Vermont. Richard, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Okay. In the New York Times and the Asia Pacific section from yesterday's paper, article by James Glantz and William J. Broad from April 5th. Name of the article is U.S. Sees Array of New Threats at Japan's Nuclear Plant.
Yeah, I just mentioned that, yeah.
Okay, and they don't get to, this is one of those footnote things that they just happen to throw in there, the seventh paragraph down. Okay, now when you and I saw that, I actually was the guy that called you and told you that they had blown plutonium rods all over the place after we were trying to figure out what was coming out of that 3,000-foot cloud.
That's right. You're a former nuclear worker. You've called before, right?
Yeah. Okay, down in regards to 3 weeks and 4 days ago when I called, you and I were sure that we saw stuff getting flying out of that.
Well, they admit they were storing 644,000 rods on top of these facilities, and it was clearly rods. I said that the day I saw it, that Monday, you know, 3 days into the event. I said, looks like fuel rods, and it turns out here it is. The document also suggests that fragments or particles of nuclear fuel from spent fuel rods above the reactors were blown up to 1 mile from the units. Yeah, it was 3,000 feet tall because I looked up those towers are 1,000 feet. It was at least three times taller than those. And, yeah, they're saying right here in their reports that it splattered fuel rods up to a mile away.
Yep, and the pieces of highly reactive or radioactive material fell between two of the units, which doesn't that make it a nice cozy little place in there between two of the units? We know for a fact that it had blown within a mile, and I don't know if you recall or if you ever saw one of the examples that they give on how radiation spreads. They put a room full of mouse traps. And they have a ping pong ball set on instead of a piece of cheese on each one of those. And they take one ping pong ball and they throw it into the middle of the room. And within a matter of seconds, all the rest of the mouse mice traps in the room all fire off, and the ping pong balls are flying all over the place. Well, what happens when that stuff hits the, when particularly plutonium isotopes hit the soil, all right? Now, this is spread around within a mile. Those things spread. Each molecule of dirt spreads it onto the next molecule of dirt, and it just starts spreading out farther and farther. And for them to bulldoze over these things, it's like having a field of landmines, and you don't even have to step on something.
Well, sure. I mean, for billions of years, the radioactive half-life of uranium is 4.5 billion, on average, depending on the variant of it, from what we've seen and the physicists we've had on. And it's going to be leaching into the soil, the water table, the ocean. And that's what we said when number one blew up on Saturday. We wrote an article, Kurt Nemo did, and we linked to other articles that Drudge picked up from some of our auxiliary writers, where we said, looks like fuel rods were blown sky high. I'm not bragging. It's just we don't make stuff up here. And then Monday, the Mach 3, number 3, blew sky high. And, I mean, clearly that damaged the core. And later they admitted, yeah, it damaged the core. That explosion looked like a nuke went off. I mean, of course it damaged the core. And this stuff is spreading. It's terrible. Richard, you want to add anything else after the break, or are you done?
No, go ahead and go to your break. Yeah, I'm pretty well done.
All right, God bless you. And you were absolutely right, sir.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. The earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that killed thousands of Japanese citizens is nothing compared to the devastation that could be caused by hyperinflation that will soon hit the United States and could lead to millions of Americans becoming homeless, all caused by the devalued U.S. dollar. While the mainstream media continues to ignore inflation, our friends at the National Inflation Association provide a free weekly newsletter that educates Americans to the facts and truth about the U.S. economy and inflation. I urge you to sign up at the NIA's free newsletter at www.inflation.us to learn how you can not only survive, but prosper during the upcoming hyperinflation crisis. Silver has more than doubled since the NIA declared silver the best investment for the next decade on inflation.us. The NIA's team of expert economists are happy to answer any economic questions you have about inflation, debt, currencies, real estate, precious metals, and commodities. Visit inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com. Today.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Bad thing.
They did a bad, bad thing. They're dumping 7.5 million times safe levels of cocktail of radioactive poisons into the Pacific Ocean. This New York Times article does have buried that the government and Japanese report says that they did spray fuel rods everywhere, that they're just bulldozing upwards of a mile away, not even picking them up. They're just burying them on the spot. I mean, this is insane. Not even marking where they're at. This just shows the ham-fisted, not caring attitude of these people. And why not? They can just say radiation's now good for you and raise it 25,000 times with one isotope, 10,000 times with another. And that's all in the news. The EPA just calmly reporting it like it's no big deal. And then we're the alarmist conspiracy theorists for being concerned. Later in the third hour, I'll talk about this a little bit, but I want to go to your calls right now. And then Lindsey Williams at 8 after. We'll get Lindsey on at 8 after, second segment, so I can finish up with these callers. The Huffington Post is reporting, and we'll get a link to this up on Infowars.com right now. The best place to find it's up at the Drudge Report right now. It's the top link, big headline, Beck out at Fox. And this is exactly how I predicted they would do it. It's like when they took Gibson. I've been a guest on his show and his radio show. When they took Gibson, New York Times also has it, Beck to end daily Fox News program. And what they're doing is this is how they transition you off. He's going to go basically to a weekend show or special reports with Glenn Beck that you see occasionally. And that's basically what they've done with people like Alan Combs when they kicked him off Hannity and Combs, and it just became Hannity, that he does specials and is a contributor to some of the shows. And so he said on his radio program today that they are phasing, that he's being phased out and transitioned off Fox. Now, I have three sources inside Fox. I'm just going to leave it at that. And I knew over a month and a half ago that the word was that the only person keeping Beck there was Roger Ailes, and that it was being looked at that Beck would be gone. And that his ratings had dropped by about 35% in the last year and were continuing in free fall. Then last week the numbers came out that he fell even more on TV, still 2 million viewers, still more than CNN and MSNBC combined with their bigger shows. The real reason he's being run out of Fox is the fact that Media Matters, George Soros funded, took and brags that they basically were instrumental in running off 400 plus sponsors. And now the memos have been released 2 weeks ago out of Politico that Media Matters' job is to sabotage and destroy Fox, period. So I think Fox has made a big mistake here because now they're just going to turn their guns on Hannity and others. And even though I don't particularly like these guys as phony conservatives, it's they're better than George Soros any day of the week. They'll at least be pro-gun and talk about cutting taxes. And Beck would talk about the Federal Reserve and the New World Order. He was a lot better than them. I would have loved to be able to support Beck as a lesser of evils compared to something like MSNBC, but he privately did stuff to mess with my show and to keep people off as guests and threaten and try to keep me off Fox News. And so it's infuriating. But I'm not happy about this. He's gained 88 stations in the last year. The media says, ooh, he's lost seven, like he's losing affiliates. You always lose and gain affiliates. They change formats. Program directors have new ideas. His show's growing. He's doing better in radio than ever, and that's where his big audience is. He's only got 2 million on Fox. He's got about 6, 7 million a day, over 11 million a week. And though I find him disingenuous and distasteful and very deceptive towards myself, playing edited tapes of me and things on air, still, this is not good. This is not good news.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.